towards the things of God. Be a person of integrity. Verse 4, unto the upright there arises light in the darkness. He's gracious and full of compassion and righteous. A good man shows favor and lends. He will guide his affairs with discretion. Surely he shall not be moved forever. The righteous shall be an everlasting remembrance. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He shall not be afraid until he see his desires upon his enemies. Now, we can live in such a way where we can experience all of God's abundance, his grace and his goodness. And also, it says that we'll not be moved. The word moved, that's a Hebrew word, mot. And it literally means to be carried off course. To be carried off course. Or to be shaken. So we can live in such a way where we not only experience all of God's grace, but there's nothing that'll move us off course. Have you ever ran into somebody who got way off out in the left field in life? Either some goofy teaching that they're following after or some goofy thing that got their attention. You know, I think Gar's wife, Priscilla, the other day, we were talking about something. And I thought, how in the world could people be so stupid? Or Priscilla said that. How could people be so stupid to follow after? Oh, I know what it was. They were talking about this guy that was featured on one of the news shows last week. And he calls himself Jesus of Suburbia. Remember that guy's from Venezuela or something? And, you know, he smokes and he drinks and he's got all these women hanging around. And he's like, yeah, I'm Jesus, you know. I like a good cigar. I like this, that, and the other. And the reporter, secular reporter, saying, man, you don't look like Jesus would act, you know. And so Priscilla said, how in the world could people follow a guy like that who doesn't live a godly life and calls himself Jesus? I said, Priscilla, over 900 people drank the Kool-Aid, okay? So that's what happens. That's an extreme case of what happens when you get off course. Now, if you are a person who dwells and inclines towards the things of God, and you're a person of integrity, the Bible says you'll never be moved off course. Amen. When some goofy thing comes down the road and tries to influence you, immediately you know in your spirit, man, this ain't right.
Yes.
Are you with me? Uh-oh, this ain't right.
Yes.
I'm not going down that road.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen?
And I wonder many times how people get carried away with all this goofy, dumb stuff. They're not spending time in God's presence.
Amen.
They're not walking in integrity. See, if you're honest with other people, mm-hmm. guess what? God will cause people to be honest with you.
Amen.
See, you